It's time.
Hi, you're on the ticket. No. Hi.
The emergency break of the week.
Wow. I forgot we weren't going to calls anymore.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
By the way, an e-mom is a relatively new term. It's an internet mother. Oh, I thought he was...
Oh, my God.
I thought he was serious.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, it's time for the emergency break of the week once again. And it is brought to us by hot dogs.
No.
Yes, it is.
That's placeholder.
Yes, we'll give you three candidates. You get to vote on them at 888-787-1310. And this is a very profane emergency break of the week. This really takes a turn for the worse here, and it starts with candidate number one, Corby Davidson, talking about a very serious subject, and that is taking down of statues here in the United States and the controversy that has caused here the last couple of weeks. Corby got rather upset and didn't even realize he did it, but he dropped the mother of all cuss words.
Just sports statue. Nolan statue. That's cool.
I dig statues.
But these ones that obviously piss people off because it signifies something, get rid of them.
Whoa.
God,
get that.
I did.
What did I say?
You said the F word. You was trying to say something else, but you caught yourself in the middle of it, but you said F you.
Mm-hmm. I did?
Oh, yeah. Man, F, get rid of them.
I said signify, and I stopped signify, and I said signa.
Yeah. Damn, dude.
God. You guys have become shock jocks.
Shut up.
Yeah, I didn't hear signify there. I don't know about y'all. Even through the beep, I didn't hear the word signify.
Does that show just how common it is for him to drop the F-bomb off the air?
Such an overcusser, he doesn't even know when he does it. All right, one more time.
Just sports statue. Nolan statue. That's cool.
I dig statues.
But these ones that obviously piss people off because it signifies something, get rid of them.
Whoa.
God, get that.
I did.
What did I say?
You said the F word. You was trying to say something else, but you caught yourself in the middle of it, but you said F you.
Mm-hmm. I did?
Oh, yeah. Man, F, get rid of them.
I said signify, and I stopped signify, and I said signa.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Damn, dude.
God. You guys have become shock jocks.
Shut up, Eric.
You know, upon further review, he finished signify.
Yeah, he got through that okay. And then he just... All right, there's Corby, candidate number one. Candidate number two is Jeremy Moran.
I protest this.
Well, Jer was on the air because he was, I guess, hosting the birdhouse. You know, Norm was out, so Mike was in for Norm. And then Jer, I guess, was in for Mike because they were taking tweets and doing the birdhouse. And Jer thought this would be funny to crack this, I think, very offensive and unfortunate joke.
Mateo Feo asks, would you rather spend a year in a submarine or a year in jail?
Jail.
No!
I'm not going in a submarine.
Dude.
I don't want to go to jail either, but are you kidding? What do you think? Submarine is jail.
Except no, it's not. I'm not worried about dropping soap on a submarine.
Should be. It's full of semen. Bob and Ned are next.
Corona Light Ticket Fight Night.
Gosh.
What's the matter with you?
I'm sorry.
He is correct, though.
Yes, technically he is correct.
You know, my producer used to be a old Navy guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was a seaman.
Mm-hmm.
Salty old guy, too.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Eric?
Yeah, salty seaman.
Why would anybody take prison over a submarine?
That's a weird question out of context.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I couldn't survive on a submarine.
And either. But the point is...
I can survive prison. Right. I could survive prison.
No, sure. No.
You can go outside at least.
You couldn't survive prison.
Go for whoa. I could not survive being on a submarine for more than 5 minutes. I would go crazy.
You were on a Hitler submarine for an hour once.
I wasn't on it that long.
You would rather take a year of getting beat up and man love than
neither one's
being on a submarine, which is actually kind of cool.
Which is a giant can of farts.
What are you...
Jared, you are banned from talking about submarines for the rest of this year.
Am I wrong? I'm not joking.
Let's move on to candidate number three, shall we? That's Jer, who's candidate number two. Candidate number three, also from the Morning Musers, George Durnheim.
Mm-hmm.
As we were talking about funny names yesterday, unfortunate names from the world of sports, I was talking about a Brazilian soccer player. I thought I was being held at gunpoint to say the guy's last name, and it shocked everybody. This is a new name from the last time we played this game. You've heard the Brazilian soccer player by now, haven't you?
No, I don't think I have.
Argelico.
If it's his name, you can say it.
Okay, good. His name is Argelito.
Oh, you told me to say it. Believable.
Wow. You just told me to say it.
I cannot believe that is the first time that happened.
I can't believe a user has ever used the F word on the air. You could have said Fuchs.
Wow.
Which is probably how he pronounces it.
You made me sound like I was in a safe zone because it was his name.
Not that safe a zone.
Is everybody okay?
Let's just say Fuchs from now on. So shocking to hear.
That is
shocking. Man. Well, I'm sorry for that. I thought we were all in a safe zone, and that was his name. And that's how I thought it was pronounced. All right, so those are your three candidates. Corby, Jer, or Giorgio. 888-787-1310.
Watch out. Yeah, voting
for very George. Careful. Be very careful today.
And Corby,
yes.
Are you guys buddies with old Pete Delkus?
You bet. Yeah.
What do you think about his new hair dye color?
I think it looks beautiful.
I haven't noticed.
It's pretty good. Give me a vote for Corby.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Yeah, you know, when Corby said that, I turned to my friend and I said, you know, Corby should probably quit radio and drive a 10-ton truck. And my friend said, and if a 10-ton truck kills the both of us,
it's a Morris reference.
I guess that's a Corby vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to vote for the e-brake.
Okay.
The P1CR wants to give a shout out to great big old Jeffy and Donnie P. We're going to have our next meetup down there in the woods, down there in Como, Texas. I appreciate you, and I want to vote for Georgie Porgy Pudding and Pie.
Okay.
You wasted a lot of our lives.
That was a beating.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, George.
Yeah.
I got this box of French ticklers for your big six.
I don't have those kind of parties, sir. Stop calling. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, hold it for floral, please, Seaman.
I guess it's a Jer vote.
Yay.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hey, Shock Jocks.
Hey.
Vaginal Slice, born.
Mm. Don't clap for that, Jer. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Good morning. I'd like to vote for Big Strong Jer.
There you go, Jer. Two votes for you now. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Hey, guys, it's me, Exaggerated. Remember, I'm the horse that won like 57 Triple Crowns and like 5 Super Bowls.
Yeah, we remember you, Exaggerator. Yeah, who you vote for?
Jimmy Corby and the Signal Fart. Love you madly, Giorgio.
There's that woman again.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, good morning to you, George. Do you believe in the Mean Green?
Yes.
Yeah, good, because we know Greg doesn't. Hey, I'm going to vote responsibly for your own self.
Guess that's me. Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake? Hello? Hello? Sports caller, you're on the air.
I'd like to responsibly vote for George and the Mandela Effect.
Say effect? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
A very, very there is some birtation of habitat. George.
You say George? Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Dale Hansen's opioid-induced constipation.
Not a candidate, sir. And I don't think that's an actual condition that he suffers from. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Vaginal slice, born.
No. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, good morning, boys. We all know the Rear Admiral loves his semen.
Okay. Answer, chair vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Good morning. I would love to vote for the quintessential stud muffin, the sexual and intellectual Jeremy Moran.
Oh, we got a good race going here. Hi, you're on the ticket.
A great race.
Yes, I'd like to vote for all the sweet and salty semen out there.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Chair.
The big, strong Jeremy joke wins the e-break.
Mateo Feo asks, would you rather spend a year in a submarine or a year in jail?
Jail.
No!
I'm not going in a submarine.
Dude.
I don't want to go to jail either, but are you kidding? What do you think? Submarine is jail.
Except no, it's not. I'm not worried about dropping soap on a submarine.
Should be. It's full of semen. Bob and Ned are next.
Corona Light Ticket Fight Night.
Not a lot of support for you on that joke with Mike and Donnie. How many is that for Jer?
It's his third win. He's 85 behind Norman Sabbatical Hitzkus.
He is on a sabbatical right now.